Jamie, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So why do you think it is that there has been such a rise recently in microbreweries?
Well, I think there's a general shift in society that's been happening over a long period of time where people are shifting away from big global businesses to smaller, more local, more independent, more businesses that people have can strike a personal relationship with. They want to know what's behind the drinks and food that they're consuming. So there's a very sort of conscious consumption movement taking place over probably the last 15 to 20 years, and I think that's what's driving a lot of the growth. So people, looking for those smaller, more local breweries that are providing diversity and flavour choices, but also a real strong personal connection locally.
Do you think that there are any major misconceptions about breweries?
I think the craft industry, craft brewing industry, or indie beer industry has sort of worn a bit of a moniker of it being a hipster movement for some time. But I think we're well and truly shedding that. What we see now is a much broader group of consumers really moving that way, and not just the what we would call a pointy end beer geeks, guys that are sort of looking for obsessive nature of things in anything they consume. They're still around, but certainly I think there's a broader consumer base that are drinking independent beer, and when you're starting to see breweries popping up in regional and rural areas, and nearly two thirds of the small breweries in the country are based in regional and rural areas, it's certainly shedding that urban inner city sort of vibe that I think people mistakenly attributed to it.
And it's so interesting as well to hear that there are so many in regional areas, because I must admit, my conception was that it was very much an inner city, new town type thing.
Yeah, well, certainly there are those little clusters in the cities, but it's attracting a much broader base consumer than that inner city consumer. The growth in the rural region areas is really helping, obviously, drive the economies in those regions, because they are good employers. So, two-thirds of our businesses, the independent brewers being in the regional areas, it's driving, really driving economic growth and jobs growth in those regions. I mean, independent beer is only about 6% of the volume of beer produced in Australia, but we employ more than 40% of the jobs in the industry. We celebrate our magnificent inefficiency, because brewing beer at a small scale is a lot more labour intensive. But the great thing is that means there's more jobs.
Do you think that craft beer culture and this rise in microbreweries has had any impact on the humble pub?
I think it's certainly complementing it to some extent. But the hotel industry certainly need to think about their offer. And what they're putting out from a hospitality offer. I mean, to see people go and connect with each other in a humble steel shed in either an industrial estate in suburban cities or even in country areas, and happily do that versus going to the traditional pub is something that I think obviously the hotel industry needs to think about what the implication for them is going forward, and maybe maybe that poker machine focus that a lot of pubs have is something that is maybe driving people into going to their local brewery as opposed to their local pub.
And just before I let you go, Jamie, without looking into the crystal ball too much, I guess, what do you think the future looks like for independent brewers?
I think we're going to see continued growth. As I said, shedding that sort of hipster image and being much more broadly admired by a broader consumer base, I think is really starting to expand the opportunity for independent brewers. So I think with measured and considered growth, I think it can continue to grow. From an industry association viewpoint, we think we can still double that 6% over the next five years or so. So that's our grand goal. But I think we're going to see that sort of trend continue for sure.
Well, best of luck, Jamie. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
No problems. Thanks for having me.